And that'll be the next opponent for the Case Eagles.
Badger continuing in their winning ways. They're up 49-7 over Wilmot.
And again, we saw it firsthand last week. LaPerry in the gun. 3rd and 18. Back to pass. Throws it again in the flat. Complete. Didn't get the first down, but got a nice gain.
Hey, we're going to have some sort of penalty here. Might be a holding or a offensive pass interference.
Yeah, we'll see. WRJN in Racine.
We're just waiting for the officials to mark off the penalty now.
And that was Johnson on the reception. Tolan Johnson, but for naught, because it's coming back.
Yeah, a blindside block there was the call.
If you're Coach Graham, you can't be liking all these penalties. That stops the clock.
Third and 32 here.
All right. See what LaPerry, what they've drawn up. Clock starts up again. 10:20 to go. Back to pass goes LaPerry. Throws. Dropped.
And intended for Johnson there. Threw it about 3 yards, excuse me, too short of Johnson. And Case will have no option but to punt.
So it's fourth down. And now Farr comes in to punt. I was waiting. Everybody was out there but Michael.
It's so weird. He's 20 yards off the ball.
Yeah.
Or 15, I should say.
There's the boot. And the Knights are going to let it go.
We do got a penalty marker at the 25-yard line.
Okay. What else is new?
It's going to be a hold or some sort of call like that. One of the players was laying on top of each other from Oak Creek and Case. Ball's downed at the half-yard line. So it'll either go in the favor of Oak Creek or they'll be backed up a couple inches.
So the clock stops with 10:02 to go. Looks like it's going to go against... Looks like it's going against Oak Creek, huh?
Yeah, and they're down to inside the one, so half the distance is maybe 2-3 inches. So much of an advantage for Oak Creek, but nonetheless, Oak Creek's already way backed up inside the one-yard line.
So we'll see. See if Case can get a safety here. Looks like the Knights want to go quickly here. Fergus. He's way in the end zone in the gun. Back to pass. Throws. Incomplete.
Yeah, intended that time for Brock Zitzky, but is broken up there by Tolan Johnson.
Yep. So a clock stops the clock with 9:58 to go in regulation.
I think that's one of the first times tonight, Dick, that we've called a receiver outside of Hoagland for Oak Creek.
So Case licking their chops. Seeing if they can get a safety or wideouts right and left for Fergus. This time he hands off trying to get a little breathing room. Is Seabrooks. Seabrooks on the carry.
Gained just 1 yard there.
Oh, I know. Trying to squeeze a little bit of yardage out so they can punt it away. 9:35 and counting in regulation. 27-12. Case with the lead over Oak Creek. Fergus once again in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Back to pass. Throws. It's complete. Gets away. Up to the 10, to the 20.
He fumbled it, but it went out of bounds.
So he's going to have a first down. And that's Hoagland.
Hoagland's dad, Hoagie, was a coach at Oak Creek for 15, 20 years.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So it stopped the clock with 9:13 because he went out of bounds.
There's a D-line coach over there at Oak Creek.
And again, just a reminder, we'll have our DG Sports player of the game at the conclusion of this. Fake handoff there to Seabrooks. So we're under 9 to play now. And I got my pick. Wait to see what Dylan thinks. We'll wait a few more minutes because he'll have plenty of time to get down there. Doesn't have to go like he does at Don Dalton Stadium. Ferguson the gun, back to pass, wants to air it out. Incomplete. Intended for
Brutwitzky.
Almost a trip there, to be honest with you, by the Eagles, but.
Yeah, they must have ruled that he just tangled feet together.
Yeah.
Just outside the reach there, though, of Brutwitzky.
You got to think this is two down territory.
Yeah, you're.
For the Knights.
Definitely running out of time.
8:27 to go. Fergus back to pass, throws it out here again. Incomplete. So it'll bring up fourth down. He took a shot that not by the player, just diving, trying to make the catch.
And almost knocked the wind out of him.
Yeah. And think that was him again. Brutwitzky. So Palmick in to punt it away again. Farr goes back as the deep man for Case with 8:21 to go. There's the kick. Fair catch called by the Case Eagles.
As Liggins there who caught the fair catch.
Okay. All right, let's see who's in. I believe it'll still be LaPerry.
This game's far from over, so I would be surprised to see somebody other than LaPerry in.
First and 10 at the 47-yard line of Case. Hands it off, trying to get to the outside. Now switches back. Is Echols. Makes something out of nothing, but he still loses yardage. And there must be a flag because the clock stopped again.
Yeah, it was definitely a block in the back or a blindside block here by the Racine Case offensive lineman that happened at the 36-yard line.
I mean, you got the game in hand. I don't understand this. Just try to kill the clock.
It's still a 15-point. They're only two scores away from
true
this game being back to tied.
But they've held,
yes,
they've held the Knights in check now.
This lead has been 27-12 since 2 minutes into the third quarter.
All right, let's see if they can do anything here.
A penalty was declined there by Oak Creek.
Okay. Now the clock starts up, under eight to go. And again, they're smart in the fact now that they're waiting for the play to come in from the side. Take all the time you can. Down to 7:45 to go. We'll wait a couple more minutes before we announce our player of the game. LaPerry in the gun. Now we got a timeout called here. Timeout called by Case with 7:33 to go. And again, next week we'll be at the Don Dalton Stadium where the Falcons from Westosha Central will visit the Demons of Burlington, and it appears I don't think we got a Burlington score tonight.
No, I've tried getting Burlington, Racine St. Catharines, just nobody really out there with scores here tonight for us, Dick.
Because again, I believe Waterford and Burlington both needed two wins to become playoff eligible. Again, the two that are in already of the nine we cover is Racine Lutheran and Union Grove. But it looks like Case is on their way to becoming playoff eligible. LaPerry in the gun, wide outs to his left. Now hands it off up the middle. Now cutting to the outside, down to the 40, down to the 30, still on his feet. And finally, they throw him out of bounds.
And Morrell Jackson there, a nice run, able to get downfield, get those feet churning through contact, and a nice carry there for this Case offense.
And that'll move the chains. 7:22 to go. I would say one more score will do it.
I would agree with you, Dick.
But again, they're doing it the right way, taking their time.
At that time, he was tackled out of bounds, so you might as well just get a play in.
Yeah.
Switch quarterbacks here now. Jason Jefferson, sophomore.
Okay, Jefferson in now.
Gave that one to Morrell Jackson. Brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of three on the play. They'll bring up second down and 13 from the 34-yard line.
Jefferson, probably the heir apparent to LaPerry next year.
He came in from Milwaukee Academy of Science.
Yeah,
family,
yes, he did.
Family moved down here to Racine. Good athlete, still learning this offense.
I'm assuming he's probably a basketball player, too. We shall see. Now he's on the keeper. He went back like he was going to throw. Then he keeps it, and they drive him to the ground. But the more important thing is it keeps the clock going. And he'll take his time. Under six to play now in regulation. 27-12. Case with the lead. This time he throws. It's complete. down to about the 20-yard line. Yeah, Nichols. Yep, Payne Nicholas. So clock continues to run. We'll get it down to five. Then we'll make our announcement here. Incomplete. Yeah, Payne, the intended receiver. Stops the clock. .5:15 to go. So our DG Sports player of the game tonight is Braden LaPerry, quarterback of the Case Eagles. He's our DG Sports player of the game. Dylan will try to get an interview with him as soon as he can down there. There's the handoff. And gets close to the first down. That was Jackson on the carry. Clock starts up, 4:50 to go. So first and goal now. 4:30 to go, first and goal for Jefferson. Hands it off. So clock continues to run now, under four to play. And Jefferson will take his time in the gun. He's got wideouts right and left. Almost loses the ball. Incomplete on that pass. So that'll stop the clock with 3:38 to go, third and 12. .27-12. Case with the lead. Going to pass it and then shovel it off. Not much there. They'll bring up fourth down. That was Ward. Ward on that shovel pass. Actually, Jefferson. A little bit of mud stain there. So timeout on the field. 3:27 to go. Talking about what they're going to do. Fourth and 16 with 3:27 to go. Okay, it looks like they're going to try a field goal here. Let's see which one of the kickers it is. Here's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So Gonzalez, Giovanni Gonzalez with three more to make it 30-12 with 3:27 to go. So Oak Creek will get the ball probably one more time. Again, our DG Sports player of the game tonight is Braden LaPerry, quarterback of the Case Eagles. And I spotted Dylan on the field. So they'll case the kickoff. Knights will probably get the ball. This will be the last time they'll have it. Trailing 30-12 now. There's the kick. And we got a penalty. So it'll come back, I believe. So it looks like we're going to have a re-kick here. But Case is going to come out with the win tonight. So they become playoff eligible. There's the kick. Fielded at about the 20. Up to the 25, 30, 40. He's in the Case territory, down to the 34-yard line. So a nice return there. So a nice return there by that Oak Creek player, as they have some new people coming in. See who that new quarterback is now. Back to pass. Throws. Incomplete. So J.J. Chapman is now the quarterback for the Knights. Clock stops with 3:09 to go. So J.J. Chapman, 6'2" sophomore quarterback. He goes back to pass. Airs it out here. He's got a man. Incomplete. Good coverage by the Case Eagles. That was Pittman, the intended receiver. So it stops the clock with 3:03. We can't get under 3 minutes. Maybe on this play. Chapman will bring him out. Wideouts right and left. Goes back to pass. Throws. Incomplete. He'll stop the clock again. So we're at 2:59. Brings up third and 10. Hoagland, the intended receiver that time. Back to pass. Incomplete once again. Case will take over with 2:54 to go. I would think they'll just try to run out the clock now. I don't see Coach Calhoun trying to do anything, but let's just get out of here. And it looks like it'll still be Jason Jefferson, the quarterback for the Case Eagles. I would think a few running plays here should do it. I don't think they would want to throw it. So now Jordan Marcus, who started the year as the quarterback for the Case Eagles, he's in now, giving him a little time. So 2:50 to go, second and 10. What I don't understand is why you'd be passing the ball. Wideouts to the right and the left when you're up by this much with under three to play. There's a running play. And I don't see the Knights stopping the clock, so the clock will keep running down. No, somebody stopped it. I guess Oak Creek stopped it. Now it starts up again. Now it stops again. So I don't know what's going on. Oh, they took a timeout. Oak Creek did. So once again, we can tell you we'll be at Don Dalton Stadium next Friday night. Where the Burlington Demons will host the Falcons of Westosha. Pre-game will be at 6:40. Kickoff will be at 7 p.m. So Matkus, quarterback now for Case with 2:48 to go. Back to pass, throws a little screen here, intercepted though. Intercepted by Oak Creek, then a flag goes out. And we'll see, try to get that, who intercepted that for Oak Creek. All right, so Oak Creek's going to get the ball back with 2:41 to go. They're at the 24-yard line of Case. Chapman's back in there at quarterback for Oak Creek. Back to pass goes Chapman. throws it, incomplete. And it was intended for Brockwitzky. Brockwitzky, the intended, the big tight end, stops the clock with 2:36 to go. Wideouts to the right and the left for Chapman. Hands it off this time. And down to the one goes. Connor, I believe. Hands it off. No, nothing doing. All new players in there for the Knights. Chapman in a gun. Throws. And they score a touchdown. So that's a touchdown for Oak Creek. 26. Chapman to try to get the 2 points. Incomplete. Well, it was good. Litsky did catch it. The 2-point conversion from Chapman to Litsky. Was good. Makes the score 30-20 with 1:38 to go. Look for an onside kick from Oak Creek, so they haven't quit. So Carson Dotchel, also the tight end, was the recipient of the TD. And this is one of the only people that hasn't changed, has been the kicker. So look for an onside kick here. And good job by the Eagles to fall on that. That was Johnson, Tolan Johnson, who recovered the onside kick. Not recovered it, fielded it. So the Case Eagles will try to run out this minute and 36 seconds and be done with this. 30-20 is our score. We had a good ball game tonight. Long, but good. Last week's game, we were done by 5-9. All right. Matkus brings him out. He'll just hand it off. And again, we'll see. Full Creek stops it, or they let it go. They stop the clock. So that should be their last time out. Yeah, that's it now for Oak Creek. They can't stop it anymore. So this game should end here shortly. 30-20 is our score. Case with the lead. All right, Case will come back out. Just try to run this clock out now, this 1:28. And it's taken away. Not over yet. Taken away by Landon DeVillo, the linebacker. So Oak Creek's going to get the ball back. So it'll be first and 10 for Oak Creek at the 31-yard line. It's interesting, though, he's got Chapman in there at quarterback. He didn't put Fergus back in. Chapman in the gun. They have no timeouts, though. Back to pass. Incomplete. Knocked away, though. Nice play. So it'll bring up second and 10. That intended receiver was Brockwitzky again for the Knights. 1:17 to go. So Case trying to make it interesting here. 30-20 is our score. Chapman back to pass. Here comes the rush. Throws.
Pick it.
That's intercepted. That should do it now. Intercepted by the Eagles. Jackson with the interception for the Case Eagles with 1:07 to go. And let's see if they can just hand off the ball and run it out here. No timeouts for the Knights. Just can take a knee. I'll have to snap it one more. What happened? Clock never started. And again, yeah, why the clock wasn't running, I don't know. They just want to take a knee and get out of here, and they're not running the clock. So he'll take a knee again, and that should do it. So 30-20 is going to be our final score. That's the ball game. Our final score, it's Case 30, Oak Creek 20. Oak Creek falls to 4-3 overall, 3-2 in conference. Case improves to 5-2 overall. More importantly, become playoff eligible tonight with that fourth conference win, as they're now 4-1 in conference. And we'll wait to see Dylan get that player of the game, which is Braden LaPerry. And until then, we'll run down the coaches poll one more time for you, sponsored by The Bound for week six. In Division One, it's Franklin, followed by Badger, Muskego, Arrowhead, and Wanakee. In Division Two, it's Notre Dame, followed by West Appear, Rice Lake, Homestead, and Holman. Checking in at number nine this week in Division Two is Union Grove. In Division Three, it's Catholic Memorial, followed by Grafton, Plymouth, Mount Horeb, Barneveld, Edgewood, and Luxembourg Casco. In Division Four, it's Aquinas, followed by Winneconne, Baldwin Woodville, Columbus, and Racine St. Catharines. In Division Five, it's Northwestern, followed by Elmhurst, Grantsburg, Mayville, and New Glarus. In Division Six, it's Edgar, followed by Regis, Darlington, Mondovi, and Manitowoc Lutheran. And finally, in Division 7, still holding that top spot is Kenosha St. Joe's, followed by Potosi Cassville, Blackhawk Warren, Boyseville, and Cochran Fountain City. So those are your top five in each of the seven divisions of week six of the coaches poll, sponsored by The Bound. And just waiting for Dylan Dooley to get our player of the game, which is Braden LaPerry, quarterback of the Case Eagles. And again, next week, Oak Creek will have a road game against Kenosha Bradford. Case will be on the road also against crosstown rival Horlick. Should be another winnable game for the Case Eagles. The Knights will have a tougher road going against the Bradford Red Devils. And again, just waiting for Dylan to get that player of the game. And I'll mention something to Dylan when he comes up here. Should probably try to grab that player before they huddle up. And again, a thanks to all of our patrons and sponsors for this week's contest. And looking forward to the last 2 weeks of regular season, starting with the game next week at the Don Dalton Stadium, where the Demons will host the Falcons of Westosia Central. Now they're breaking up, so he should be getting them very shortly here, as they're leaving the field now. Now Dylan's got him.
Thanks, Dick. We're standing here with our DG Sports Player of the Game tonight, Braden LaPerry. Beautiful game, you guys. You know, at times was a little sloppy, both sides, offense, defensively. Came out swinging, momentum swings. Just talk about what it took tonight to get the job done.
To get the job done, we just had to come together, run our plays. Thanks to Mitchell Farr, our offensive coordinator. He really called a great game tonight. Our players executed. Without them, I couldn't have done anything.
Yeah, you guys came out swinging in the first half, too, putting a touchdown on the board after that blocked field goal to end the second half. Just talk about what was kind of going through your guys' head as that point in the game.
With that blocked field goal, that was huge. I mean, that really set the tone for the rest of the game, and we had to capitalize on that for sure.
And you guys have two more games next week against Horlick, and then the final week against Bradford. Just talk about what, you know, the goal is for the rest of the year, where your focus is as you head into the playoff season.
Our goal is for the rest of the year is just to make to the playoffs. We have to win game by game. We have to have great practices here on out. I mean, they won't give it to us easy, so we have to work extra hard no matter what.
And a great homecoming win for Case. We'll send it back up to you in the booth, Dick. Thank you.
Thanks, Dylan. Well, that's going to close the book on this broadcast from Hammes Field. My thanks to Joel Arbinger, AD at Case, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be October 10th from the Don Dalton Stadium, where the Burlington Demons will host the Westosha Falcons in a Southern Lakes Conference matchup. Pregame will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7.
We'll see if we can get Dick Persefa to wrap up the game. If we can't, we'll go back into the rest of the Chris Morrow show in just a moment. We'll hang out here for a minute to see if he comes back. It doesn't seem like we're going to be able to get back in touch with Dick, so we're going to wrap it up for tonight.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20. Yes! Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. Israel says it's ready to implement the first stage of the Trump peace plan for Gaza, just hours after Hamas agreed to several of its points, including the release of hostages. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Sources knowledgeable with the talks tell us that Hamas has accepted and is ready to enter into further negotiations to discuss the 20-point proposal that was put forth by the White House earlier this week that was accepted by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They said in part in a statement, out of concern to stop the aggression and the genocidal war being waged against our steadfast people in the Gaza Strip and stemming from our national responsibility. In essence, Hamas is ready to talk.
Israeli radio reports the military has been told to reduce activity in Gaza to a minimum. Sean Diddy Combs could have gone to prison for a much longer period than his actual sentence for transporting people across state lines for sexual encounters. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Ultimately, the judge decided to give him this sentence of 50 months incarceration, 5 years of supervised release. And this is actually lower, it's significantly lower than what the prosecution wanted. That was about 11 years. And then the probationary recommendation was 7 years. Now, Sean Combs' team, they wanted only up to 14 months.
Combs was also fined $500,000. We have late breaking news from Los Angeles. Police say they've caught the man who deliberately drove his car to the Los Angeles City Hall steps late this afternoon, then barricaded himself in the car. CBS LA reporter Desmond Shaw.
Close to 2 hours that he was sitting in his vehicle, but now peacefully surrendered and being taken into custody. They were on the phone with crisis negotiators and emergency dispatchers for quite some time. This person who was telling the dispatchers that they have a lot of issues.
And nobody was hurt. To almost no one's surprise, the government shutdown will stretch into next week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wonders what Republicans will do next.
The question is, will they change course? The votes aren't there. It's clear from today's vote. So the bottom line is, we've had four votes
and they haven't gotten the votes on any of them.
At least five people have been arrested, about a dozen detained after protests at the ICE facility in Broadview, Illinois, near Chicago. This is attorney Rachel Cohen.
Everyday people know what's right. Everyday people are showing up in unbelievable numbers to come out and say that we are sick of the government disappearing our neighbors.
Several baseball managers have been shown the door this past week. A new one is walking through the door at Texas, where the Rangers say they've just hired Skip Schumacher to replace future Hall of Famer Bruce Bochy. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Climbing Yosemite's El Capitan is daring, dangerous, in this case, deadly.
A 23-year-old Alaskan climber who had gained international attention died this week in a fall from Yosemite National Park's El Capitan. Baylen Miller's mother says he was doing what he loved.
He was an incredible athlete. He was bright. He found something in himself that he just connected with the outside, and it just brought him to life.
Miller's death came on the first day of the government shutdown. The Park Service is investigating and says rangers responded immediately. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Universal Orlando says it'll reopen its Stardust Racers roller coaster tomorrow, 17 days after the death of a disabled rider. The Orlando Sentinel reports guests in wheelchairs must now be able to walk independently to the ride. Staff will no longer be able to assist them. The man's family says the disability had nothing to do with his death. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, warm with a low in the upper 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid-80s. And more sunshine Sunday, windy, highs 80 to the low 80s. Rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Right now it's 73.